The Walking Dead with Joel and Jeremy. My name's Joel.
I'm Jeremy, and you can we are brought to you by Comeuppance Network, and you can check out all of our social media sites at thisishowtowatchtv.com and email us at twdwithjoelandjeremy@gmail.com.
All of that is accurate. Also, if you would like to support Jay and Jack, go to their Patreon. Go to their Patreon and feel free to subscribe on there. I mean, not subscribe, but become a patron, I guess is what the word is. JayandJack.com/Patreon.
That's amazing.
Go through their Amazon link, JayandJack.com/Amazon. Or to find the other shows, go to JayandJack.com/iTunes. We are here to discuss The Walking Dead, Season 8, Episode 7. Damn it, I didn't get the name of the episode again.
This is your weekly thing. Did I go high? Sorry.
But yeah, a little high.
Oh, I just blew it out.
Should we go right to the viewer feedback? Is that our first thing then? Do we have to go right to the... The person that said about the vaping? Yeah. We legitimately thought he nailed it. He pulls down his...
He can't hear me talking.
You shouldn't be able to hear him. Now you should hear him, but... Yeah,
this fucking thing, I don't know.
It's like the loudest vape of all time, and he can't. He has zero self control.
Look, I just covered my face. Like, I disappeared in a cloud of smoke. All right.
Let's see.
You like us, you'll still listen.
That's the deal breaker.
I'm sorry. Then we'll go listen to
it. He'll try not to as much. I mean, he won't.
Said who?
Yeah, exactly. He won't. This. I was just trying to offer some sort of a... Okay, what's the episode name? Time for After.
Okay.
That's what... What's her name said to him? The garbage person. Speaking of, we start with the garbage people. Rick is in the shipping container. He gives them their options to live again, and they want to take pictures of the sculpture.
Why does it come in on the first scene, like, to... Just like white and what we were arguing about in the last podcast, and the stupid fucking holes.
The hole sizes.
One, it comes in like showing you, yeah, no, this is what they are. They were listening to us.
Yeah, one was clearly some sort of stab thing. Yeah, and the other one was like a weird fucking. It was weird.
Like they poked air holes or something for Rick.
Right. For whoever.
Or whoever's staying there.
Right? Yeah. Until they make him into a. I imagine if they had their way, they would have made him into one of those things. One of the walkers.
Is that what she means, you think, by let me sculpt you?
Oh. Okay.
I just thought of that.
No. Because.
Are you going to wave your. Oh, white
sorry.
Penis?
Yes.
Right. Is that what you mean? I don't think that's what she means
because
maybe not for Rick because I don't think she wanted to,
because she wanted to sculpt him after.
Well, she
all
wanted
of
to
the
make him into
down.
A wire.
Yeah,
like
she
a
wants
garbage
to...
fucking like, goddamn garbage pail kids. Yeah, whatever,
damn
moving
garbage
on.
People.
they have Rick,
right? So at the sanctuary, Eugene's trying to decide what he should do about Dwight. He calls it Ock. Alexandria Hilltop and the Kingdom. I didn't catch the other part. He said it's a bit onomatopoeic. But he said some other...
Who called him that?
No, Eugene was saying that the other... He said Ka or Hack or something like that. He said something was a bit too onomatopoeic. I'm not really exactly sure what that means, but it just sounds...
He talks so fucking fast.
It's so ridiculous. And he's winning me over with the way he talks like that because it's engaging and you have to pay attention to what he says.
Is it me or is it on full throttle right now?
That's what I mean. This is what Eugene with power looks like.
Got you.
He's trying to compensate for being such a pussy. He doesn't know what's going on.
I understand.
But he's like, well, I mean, he does. He seems to grasp stuff, but I don't know, man. He's not.
But like I know, I guess he has talked like that the whole time, but it just seems like, man, that's
seems
a lot
like
of
he
extra
kicked it into
words, dude.
Fifth
Even
gear
when you're like
here.
Trying to like abbreviate, you're using a lot of extra words.
Right. He knows, but tells him if he stops, he won't tell. And
Dwight,
know,
right?
Yeah, Dwight's like, the saviors are finished, Negan's finished, this place finished, blah, blah, blah. Dwight tells him to stand down and let it play out. And he's like, you know, once you do this bad shit, you become it. And it's going to come for you, too, just like it came for me and everybody else. So you'll smell the flesh burn, you know what I mean? All
right.
That shit. So, I don't know. Again, Dwight working his way towards sympathetic, if not already there.
Oh, he's already there.
I know.
Mean, come on,
I'm
they
holding
did that
off.
With the whole... the wife thing.
Right. Again, so we're meant to believe she got away then.
Didn't she? I don't remember.
Yeah,
did she? Either. Did we not see evidence of her being alive?
I don't remember that we necessarily did.
Like a notebag or like the. I don't remember. Okay.
So I love the shot of the walkers trying to get in the window. It never gets old. The silhouette.
There's one or two good ones of those a season that they throw in there with the, you know, where it's like, it's a silhouette.
Yeah.
Like it's a piece of paper or a faded out window in front of them. Right. And they're all banging their hands on it.
It's awesome.
Yeah. That's iconic of the comic book and the show. You know.
Maggie's doctor is trying to help Gabriel, and he leaves Eugene with him. And we find out he's sick from the guts.
From the innards, right? Yeah. From the wearing
makes sense.
The guts. Yeah, it totally makes sense. What doesn't make sense is how does that not turn you? Like, if their bite or their saliva or scratch turns you, how does putting their blood all over your skin not turn you into a zombie?
I mean, maybe if you don't have any open wounds, it doesn't actually get in. You know what I mean? It's not absorbing into your body in any way.
Well, it apparently is. He's got sick from it.
But he could have breathed in something that...
You think they just have, like, the body still have diseases of some sort.
Whatever the humans have, presumably those bodies are now...
Well, they're decaying.
They're decaying, and all of that shit is thriving. You know what I mean? All of that bacteria, that whatever was in there. That's amazing, dude.
Here's a little story that's related.
Never would have asked that question.
That I heard last night. So we had a friend over last night, and he owns a body shop now, but he's he used to do insurance estimating.
Okay.
So he said that he was like the new guy, and they sent him out to this certain car to go estimate the car or whatever.
Okay.
And he said he opened the door, and he said it was like somebody uppercutted him, like punched him, and he flew backwards. The smell was so bad. And it was because the guy that was in the accident, foot was fucking severed. And it was still in the fucking car, decomposing.
Amazing.
And this was like a trick they played on him. Like, they did it because it was like a hazing. Like, they, right.
Is not, I mean, I've never been into hazing.
Fuck that. No, you're going to fucking get it. I'm going to punch you in the throat.
Like, I would never be able to
get past
that. I'm
going to lose my job because I'm going to go and I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, I never would be able to get past
that. I'm not a fighter. I'm not a tough guy. I don't like to do it. But, like, something like that, like, it's going to... If you're going to beat me up afterwards, I'm going to get a lick in. I'm going to walk in, you're going to be like, ha ha, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking face because that was some fucking evil shit.
Mm-hmm.
He also told us a story about how he had to go out. The worst one he ever saw was an accident where a motorcycle doing about 100 miles an hour T-boned a car.
Yeah.
He said there was nothing left besides the dude's teeth, perfectly as they would be in your mouth, embedded in the headrest of the person's car.
Okay.
He said the rest of the dude was liquefied, basically.
Interesting.
I was like, we have to stop talking about this at the dinner table.
Everybody's...
Anyway, I don't know why they were just
everybody's
related.
Got a spoonful.
It was kind of relatable stories. It just kind of related.
You're just
to
like
decomposing.
Spaghetti just pouring
No,
out
I actually lost my appetite.
Yeah?
I did.
Well, Gabriel's trying to convince Eugene to do the right thing, or what he knows. He thinks
the right thing means getting the doctor out of there, is what he's saying. Gabriel's objective was to get, he said, we need to get the doctor out of there.
Oh, he's still on that.
Because that's the only doctor they have between all of the fucking...
All four places. Five places,
The sanctuary, if you count the sanctuary.
Right.
Yeah.
Morgan is a sniper outside. Daryl and a dump truck show up.
So, like... I was totally expecting to like come back to Morgan
dealing with the breaking, so to speak.
Yeah, but like even just not be back part of the group again. Like I didn't expect that.
You thought he was just going to go
away?
But
then he like well, even the scene comes back and he's just by himself kind of. But then he starts talking on the walkie and I was like, "Oh, okay, shit's back to normal." Like we didn't have that episode where he almost killed Jesus or him and Jesus like had a little ninja fight out in the forest?
Yeah,
like,
but he admitted right then and there, I know something's wrong with me, you know, but that doesn't mean I'm wrong, you know, just
because he's got
I
too
am,
many internal conflicts
yeah,
going
he's,
on. Is what
he's trying to sort that shit out. However, he's at least smart enough to realize the importance of where they're at right now and that they have to take care of it.
But the fact that he realized that he has a problem is a big deal, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he... I don't know, man. Like, he's got a lot going on with the whole murder anybody that gets close to me thing, setting all kinds of crazy, weird spike traps. Clear
right.
Morgan.
Right.
To Monk Morgan. Or, what were we calling him?
Turtle Morgan.
Turtle Morgan.
Turtle Clear Morgan.
Turtle Clear Morgan.
So
we got the Staff Morgan. Like, that's total two extremes on opposite ends, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so he's got to find somewhere in the middle, which is the guy we met in episode one that was basically telling Rick how shit was going down. Like, he was collected at that point.
He was real calm and...
Right.
Yeah, but he still had his kid and he was torn up.
Well, I know.
Like,
some shit's happened to him gone along. I get it. I understand.
So, Eugene made a deal about a boombox he was going to fix for some girl, and he was going to trade her a bottle of wine.
One of Negan's wives, not just some girl, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. It would have been one of Negan's wives. And he's like, I didn't fix it because we're trapped. And she's like, yeah, I'm not concerned. I'm already trapped. So, I mean, good point. You know, everything is point of view, really. He brings that up later when he's talking about, I can't remember what he was talking about, but he said something about, what the right thing is. Depends on whose point of view you're looking at it from.
In this world, that's
totally
100% true.
Yeah. So he asked for the bottle of wine to help him sleep, and she's like, you had a chance to help us and make this place something better, but you looked after yourself. So, like, here, you're a piece of shit, take the bottle. It's not going to help you, but... I mean, fair enough.
Right.
Yeah. Daryl wants to make this happen by breaking the wall with the truck. Morgan offers to help because he's in a hurry to get this done too. Tara wants to rush as well. She's feeling bad about Oceanside and her hesitation to get the guns from there, and they would have had them and blah, blah, blah.
I even think we discussed this as we were watching it. Like, this feels rushed.
Right.
You're like, this, like, they should not be doing this.
Everything about it felt rushed. Right. Rosita believes in Rick Grimes, and it's hard to not back somebody who says something like that, where they're, you know, something as badass as the world needs Rick Grimes.
The new world needs Rick Grimes,
yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Michelle wants to see it through, and basically it came down to stay out here and risk or be safe and wait. I mean, be safe and wait.
Wait.
God
just
damn
waited.
It.
It really seems really obvious now that we're discussing it. Like, how did they, why?
Yeah, why did
this
they?
This is the fucking plan. Like, you fucked it up now. And we see that by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
The last scene, whatever it is, Rick walks up and sees the empty compound.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Yeah.
Like, damn
because
it.
That throws everything off, his whole plan up whack. The saviors, their army and shit is no longer trapped at the compound. They could be anywhere.
But
now.
They also don't have... Well, they don't have... We'll get there. We're almost
there.
They
had guns? Hell yeah,
I know,
guns.
But they'll be out of bullets or close to it. You know, they're going
they
to run out of ammo
to mow down the...
Exactly.
The...
Eugene now has to replenish them.
He has to go, which we called two fucking seasons ago.
Well, of course he was going
to
do that,
he's going to come back to... He's going to take them back to that spot now. He has to remember where
to
that...
To the sanctuary?
Where the forge, the crucible was.
Right.
Right, the metal forge.
That's right.
Or find a metal forge.
Yeah.
You know.
Eugene's summoned by him, and he says, if things don't get fixed, by Negan, and he's like, if things don't get fixed soon, a lot of people are going to die. Not Negan, though. He's not the dying type, and...
I'm too good at this shit.
Yeah. He says Eugene is strong, and I just want you to know that I know that, and do you think he's being genuine with
no.
him? You don't? Because he's like, how does it feel to be
that's
this?
That's why I was saying, like, during when we were watching it, like, that's, like, he...
Well, he holds out his hand for the handshake, and he goes to kiss his hand.
Yeah,
so
it was weird, but...
He's looking at him in a I'm serving you kind of way. So I don't know if maybe Negan is just really realizing as it's happening, okay, you're helpful, you're doing this and that, and he's just recognizing his standoutishness.
Yeah, but now he's...
Could he be so blind?
But Eugene has put himself in a compromising position now.
Right, with the Dwight stuff.
With not saying anything right away.
Right.
Because now, how loyal is he? Because if he was a loyalist, he would have ran right away. Hey, I know who it is. It's this guy right here. As soon as he saw the fucking red dot on the bag, he should have started questioning him if he was like... So he's torn, but now he's... I mean, like, if you ask me, that's a deal breaker for Negan.
Oh, for sure.
The fact that he didn't come and tell him. That's a get your head crushed in
but
at the baseball
bat. I'm just
bat.
Wondering if Negan believes you're him no right longer... now, or if he's leading him to his own, to hang himself. You know what I mean? Like, giving him the rope, the slack to hang himself with, so to speak.
I
you
think
know?
It feels that way.
Because, I mean, he is getting...
But Negan, with the whole facade fucking thing, is hard to read, you know?
Right. Yeah, he said he doesn't usually shake hands with people because it's a sign of mutual respect. Eugene is rigging up a speaker on a drone sort of thing, and he had to go to Sasha's coffin to find it. Fucking stupid jump scare.
Yeah.
Jenna sat down to watch it, and she doesn't watch it because she thinks Walking Dead is scary, and it's not scary, per se. It's not horror. It's not horror.
That's not the thing that...
It's not that, like, the feeling of that horror gives you where it's like everybody's going to die. You know that they're all going to die or one person's going to live. Like, it doesn't feel like that all the time with Walking Dead. Like, that can happen. But then they did that cheap jump scare right when she sat down. And it was like, that wasn't.
That's just. That's not normal. We both looked at her like, that's really not what this show does.
Yeah, that doesn't.
She sat down. That's the first time she's seen a Walking Dead probably in a long time. And she sat down and saw that, which was kind of. Cheapened it a little bit, but like she doesn't like the show because of the intensity of it, because of the palm sweat lump in your throat type of thing that you got, like episode one of this season or last season, the Negan, you know, that like that's the part she doesn't like. I don't think it's the fear, like the jump scare.
Fair
fear.
Enough.
It's the straight up.
It just felt cheap. That was my point with the jump scare.
It was cheap. Oh yeah, it was because it was like a little flash thing. It was so weird. Yeah.
Outside, they stop the truck to not draw the walkers from the yard. Michonne is hesitant. She wanted to know things are going to work out, but she doesn't get to know that things are working now. So maybe they need to just trust that they're going to keep working. And Daryl's like, yeah, it's worth the risk to me. And she's like, yeah, I'm out. I mean, I get it. I get both their sides of it, but Daryl's just fucking shit up. Like, I mean, he fought with Rick. You know what I mean? That's why, because
he wanted to go right away.
Yeah, and he's going to realize. I mean, what are the consequences?
The thing that's bugging me about Daryl's like storyline right now is the fact that like it doesn't seem to me like they tortured him that bad.
Well, like because of how long it seemed like it was. What if it was?
It didn't seem that long. It was.
Who knows how long it was? It could have been months.
But didn't we determine that it hasn't even really been that long, like in the show? Like,
yeah, I don't know.
They don't pass time
maybe.
Very well, but like, dude, I mean, like, they were trying.
I don't think
to,
it
like,
was a week.
They were trying to bring him into the fold. They weren't torturing him for information. Like, they wanted him to join.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Eating the dog food sandwiches, that'll make you want to.
But just the nonstop
and the
fuck
music.
Your plan, go headlong into the thing and fuck up the whole plan kind
no,
of.
No, that
like,
doesn't.
Torture?
I mean, it
that doesn't.
Doesn't
seem like he didn't pull out your fucking fingernails.
Right.
Dude, Zaid tortured fucking
Sawyer
way worse in the fucking forest. And they were buddies by the fucking end of it.
Right.
You mean because they were all dead the whole time? Is it really like what? Like he didn't kill any of your family members? Is it the Glenn thing? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
Is that the driving need? That's got to be what it is.
It's the fact that he got Glenn killed.
It can't be the torture.
It's that he
that's
got
not
Glenn
what it
killed.
Is.
God
we just,
damn
okay,
it,
now we just talked out.
We're
like,
just
that
idiots
was a conversation,
and it took us
but
a
like,
little bit.
That's not what it is. Okay.
Okay, so on the roof of the sanctuary, Eugene tries to fly the drone. Dwight tells him to stop, and he calls his bluff and is like, fuck it, I'll die. You know, I'm the dying type. Go ahead, shoot me. You're going to have
fires
to.
But
he shot it right out of the sky. It would have worked really well. That could have led them all out of there.
To me, with all of the noise below, with all the... like all of that, like there's...
The speaker.
How could they even hear it?
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, but he shoots it down and yeah, whatever. Tara's ready outside, as are all four.
The whole plan hinges on them being trapped there.
Right. Daryl's going for it. He drives the dump truck into the wall. The walkers go inside and some saviors die. Some get shot.
It
made me think of like, because I keep saying like, it'd be cool if they wiped it all out, but how are they going to do that if... Everybody that dies gets added to that army, so to speak. It feels like the, you know, some Game of Thrones stuff where it's like everybody that just died in this battle is now part of the other side.
Well, they went and they just walked. Not if they shoot them in the head.
Correct.
Right. That's the thing. The zombies with the Walking Dead, I don't think they... It doesn't matter. Like, you have to, like, chop them into pieces so they stop coming at you. Like, I don't know, man. There was no specific way they were killing them in Game of Thrones. Theirs are whites. That's magic.
Right. Exactly. So Eugene's shaking like a bitch, and he snaps out of it and gets angry as fuck and tells Gabriel no. He's not going to cover for Dwight or help the doc go back to Hilltop. He tells Negan he can make more ammo if they shoot all the walkers. And he's like, how does it feel to be the second most important person here to save these people? You don't think that that's genuine at all?
It might be.
It feels almost like it is there. Like, he's like, oh, shit, look what I lucked into.
So he's going to use all the empty shells? Is that the idea?
Or make new ones. Yeah, but I would imagine...
You could refill the used casings.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
After mowing down the zombies, they picked up all the casings, probably reload them all.
Potentially, yeah. I don't see why not.
I mean, I don't know exactly how to make bullets, but I know it
I would think his metal molding thing would allow him to make ones from scratch if he had to.
I mean, in high school, I took a metals class, and we did, like, the sand molding thing.
Yeah.
Like, you make a mold out of, like, wet sand. And then you, like, poke a hole in it, and you pour metal into it, so you could actually make a bullet mold and pour metal and make bullet tips, and then you put the bullet in the casing with the gunpowder, and then the hammer makes the bullet, the gunpowder at night, which fires the bullet.
Next time on How to Make Other Things, Joel and Jeremy.
I really don't know. Like, don't listen. Homeland Security.
Please don't make any bullets at home based on that information Jeremy just gave you.
Do not do that. You got to flash that disclaimer across the screen as I'm talking.
Eugene says he's got another big reveal as well, and then Dwight comes in as he's about to tell, and then he does the right thing, so to speak, and says he can fix the intercom system. That's the kind of thing that cranks my shaft. I mean, something he told Dwight earlier.
Right.
Then he goes and angrily drinks wine in his room. I'm loving about to lose his fucking shit, Eugene. Like, he's about to rage out like a psychopath. Like, he's going to become an evil dictator. You watch. Like, if something happens to Negan, watch Eugene take over. I mean, that could be kind of fucked up, ain't it? Like, if he just got balls all of a sudden and just went for it and he just knew what was going to happen, and he's talking all smooth to people with his, not smooth, but...
With his really weird...
Yeah, his weird cadence. Yeah, exactly. The real weird... Yeah, I don't know.
Somebody, hey, if anybody knows, like, if anybody wants to get back to me on that, too, like, viewer feedback, did he mention that in the show?
Does the character have autism?
Mentioned being on the spectrum of some sort. He might not have said Asperger's or autism, but I'm pretty sure he mentioned being on the spectrum.
Yeah, if anybody remembers that, please send an email to TWD@gmail.com.
I'm pretty sure that he, at some point in time or another, he said that he was on the spectrum.
Also, you can call Jeremy's personal cell phone at 219. No, I'm just kidding. So after that, we go to the garbage people, and they bring Rick out and try to feed him to a walker in the same vein as Spikey from however long ago. He takes the leading stick and beats the shit out of everyone and rips the head off the walker and says he's leaving.
And then puts her face close to it. Right. She's like,
yeah.
And he's like holding.
And he's like, if I leave, you all die. You know, after I leave, maybe you should just run. You know, and then she does some hand bullshit, of course. Oh, it's over. It's whatever. Yeah. Like, she planned for this exact instance.
Exactly. That's the shit that bugs me with the garbage people. You don't know what's happening. Right. You're garbage people.
You're garbage. You live in garbage. You are garbage people.
You are garbage people. Literally. Literally, garbage people.
She gives up and agrees to join him, and she's like, what then? He says the sanctuary is surrounded by walkers. If they go there and demand surrender, and he kills Negan, him alone, you know, it'll be over, and then she tries to negotiate for stuff. It's like, their stuff, ours, after? Ugh, shut the fuck, you can talk now. Like, quit doing it. It's only been 2 years, you haven't really...
You're not attracting walkers by peeking in full sentence.
Right. Okay, I like that. So
well, that's what we talked about them being, the reason they did it.
No, for sure.
Quiet, but like, come on.
So, So he tells her she gets a fourth and she wants to sculpt him after. And he's like, no. And she agrees to the fourth.
You give me all my shit. And there's no fucking sculpting.
Yeah,
bitch.
No sculpting. Like, this is not. Yeah, the sculpting is not. That
wasn't part of the fucking deal. And quit being all weird and horny, garbage lady. No.
Yeah. So they outside the sanctuary. They approach and Rick kills a few walkers.
Fuck the garbage lady.
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah, he's with Michonne.
Yeah,
okay. Michonne chopped the garbage lady's head off.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. So they approach and Rick kills a few walkers and takes a radio to talk to the snipers, but no one answers.
Right. Don't look at me like you're confused.
What? Why?
What?
Why can't I be confused?
Why were they taken out already?
Oh,
Their scouts were taken out.
Okay, I thought maybe he changed, like it was the channel that they would have been talking.
They were eating one of their scouts, like whatever their sniper was. That's whose face was getting eaten, hanging upside down, all the zombies were eating him.
Because they took him.
The saviors took him out on the way on their escape route.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so the saviors abandoned the compound. They took everybody and left.
Wait, when the fuck did that happen? That's what they did in this episode? I didn't see them leave.
When Eugene was in his room,
uh-huh,
and all the gunshots were going on behind him,
uh-huh,
that was them mowing down all the zombies and leaving.
I didn't know they left. Why would they leave?
To go build bullets, because Rick's plan
is to
come and get them.
Oh, specifically that. So why didn't they take Eugene then? To go get the machines, maybe.
This is afterwards. Like, Eugene went. The plan is them being there.
I genuinely didn't know
they
left.
They're not there. The army's gone. He took everybody and left.
I thought what Rick was seeing was just that the walkers weren't surrounding it anymore.
It looked pretty abandoned, like there was nobody there.
Well, there was nobody outside.
If
they're
still
maybe
there.
I genuinely didn't catch
that at all.
I'm
saying them being like, Negan and them being gone from that place,
yeah,
is way more consequential than just the zombies being gone from around the building.
Right.
Because now Rick has no idea where they're at.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay. Yeah, no, that makes more sense, I suppose.
Which makes fighting a war complicated because
he
could be attacking the hilltop as he's looking at the empty fucking thing. But they have no bullets, so they got to go build bullets.
Okay, so then it's the midway finale next week.
Right.
Thoughts on what's going to happen? Do you think King Ezekiel pops back up in the finale here?
I don't know. I want to see Jerry cleave somebody in two again.
I don't know that we're going to get another,
no,
another person cleaving, but yeah, that'd be sweet.
A zombie.
Yeah, we could see that. I mean, that seems a bit of an extra effort. No. Yeah, gross. Don't be gross. let's see. Yeah, so that one, I don't know. I mean, do you think we're going to get any sort of finality on who's winning between Rick and Negan at the moment? I mean, we know who's winning at the moment, but do you think we're going to get any closure on that going into the midway point?
Who's winning?
Rick has Negan in his possession, and that's how the episode ends, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, something's
got to
change.
They got to throw a twist at us, man. They got to throw
something.
Dude,
this whole eight have been war.
Yeah, well, that's what it was advertised as.
Yeah.
Like, that has to happen. Something has to happen.
Just throwing shit out there. What do you got?
I got nothing. I don't know.
Well, our only feedback was from somebody who said it would be cool if the guy who vapes would mute his mic while doing so, or at least turn away from
it. I've been doing it. I'm sorry.
I know. No, and it works. I think it was better today.
Right. I've been turning away. Maybe like doing it towards your microphone isn't helping, right. So I've been muting my mic and turning the opposite direction. Yeah. So
it's like, it gets annoying, but I understand if you don't care and continue to do so. It is your show, after all. Otherwise, I love the podcast. Funny, entertaining, and informative. Thanks, Andrew. he gets a personal shout-out for saying we're funny. Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing else on Walking Dead at the moment. Oh, did you just vape right?
That's without the mic muted. So, I mean, it could be worse. This is how to
watch TV. See you later.
That's how we're going to end it. Okay. All these memories in my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind, my mind. I'm still a secret lemonade drinker.